Today is May 30th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Directors not able to select name for hotel. No name. There were so many appropriate names chosen for the Holcomb Community Hotel that the directors were unable to choose a name Monday night at their meeting in the Lumbermen's Bank and Trust Company offices and referred the matter to a committee to be appointed by Thorpe Babcock, president of the company. The committee is to eliminate all but five of the names and then refer these to the directors for final selections. The directors went over an approval of the final plans for the hotel with the architect, R.C. Reamer of Seattle. Arrangements were made for getting a line on construction costs, and after these have been considered, the matter of letting the contract will be decided. Mr. Babcock stated that the report on collections was very satisfactory. Arrangements have been made for printing the bonds and stock certificates, and these will be ready for the purchaser shortly. In other news, flat irons tied to feet of body found in river. With a flat iron tied to each leg, the lifeless body of Calvin R. Crocker, missing from his home in South Aberdeen since May 20th, was found floating in the Chehalis River near the Donovan Lumber Mill today. Crocker, who was a shingle weaver, had worked in various Grace Harbor lumber and shingle mills for the past 8 years and had been a resident of the state for 25 years. He was 57 years old and is survived by two brothers who live in the east and a sister, Mrs. Angie Van Berskirk, in Lodi, California. Mrs. Van Berskirk, who was notified last week of her brother's disappearance, arrived in Aberdeen yesterday. Mr. Crocker suffered a paralytic stroke that rendered his right arm useless several days before he disappeared. He had lived in a shack in South Aberdeen, and when friends missed him and went to his home, they found a note stating that he had taken a high dive. The body was taken to the Whiteside Undertaking Establishment. Funeral arrangements are incomplete. In other news, bridge problem in Aberdeen to wait on June 6th. No opinion will be given to the City Council upon the proposed ordinance for the construction of a bridge across the Wishkah River until the new law, which provides for a bond issue, becomes operative on June 6th, City Attorney A.E. Cross declared today. The attorney has had the new ordinance under study since it was introduced in the City Council a few weeks ago. The new law, Mr. Cross said, will make it possible for the city to raise enough money by bonding to construct the bridge. After the city attorney reports on the new ordinance, the council, if it decides in favor of the bridge construction, will set the sum that can be spent in the construction and will designate the site for the bridge. And finally, women minstrels entertain crowd. As a forfeit for missing too many meetings during the year-end, the losing half of the Montesano Women's Club put on a minstrel show for the amusement of the winning half of the Knights of Pythias Hall yesterday afternoon. Those taking male parts were Madams P. E. Farr, Harry Pickering, E. W. Burley, C. T. Lay, and George Elfbrandt. Those taking women's parts were Madams J. B. Carlisle, R. G. Trask, G. C. Hildebrand, and W. L. Carter. Others of the losers serve refreshments. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 30, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.